Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network home studios here in downtown San Francisco, California. What is going on? Sports Byline invented coast-to-coast sports talk back in the 80s, and we do it 24/7 here outside of this one single solitary hour where I'm going to talk about video games. Rick Tittle with you, as I am during this time slot. And it's all video games, not just sports. And I'm a gamer like you. I don't make them. I don't mac them. I tack them, Sunderland. So come on in and get heard at the toll-free line all over the North American continent, which is 1-800-878-PLAY. That's for questions, comments, or concerns. Anything in the video game world, 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly girl. So 1-800-878-PLAY. Big shout out to our brave men and women in the military who are listening all around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And all we can do is bow down and thank you for keeping us safe and our allies. We hope that you stay safe and come home soon. You allow us to sit around and play video games because you're brave, so we don't have to be. Other ways of listening to this show, we are on SB Nation as well and through the website SB Nation Live. Sports Byline's website is sportsbyline.com. Listen live, and you can send me an email, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's how I'll find out what cheat code you would like, usually for an older game. We do that at the end of the show. And to answer a small question I'll have for you at 40 after in just over a half hour's time when I give away a brand new game, as I do each and every time. Then, also the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, and another apropos application, Twitch. There I am on Twitch TV, a guy talking into a mic is fascinating. Twitch and the Twitch app, search for Sports Byline USA. And the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. Great to be on Sirius once again. Twitter is at Rick Tittle, as I enunciate my T's if you want to get me that way. So I'll give you release dates, what's new, what's bad, what have you been playing. It's an exciting time. We're in December now, folks, so let's talk some video games. Come on back.
Apply. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Take advantage of our best Black Friday sale ever and save up to $400 when you buy a mattress and premium sleep bundle by texting SLEEPY to 84888. Sleep great through the holidays and get up to $400 off by texting SLEEPY to 84888. That's SLEEPY to 84888.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired or who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
The Video Game Review.
Then thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening. New releases, I'll tell you what's going to come out this week. And as I said, we're ramping it up. We had a Black Friday. Did you get any good deals? East Coast, you're already in Cyber Monday right now. You are in Cyber Monday. And there are a lot of good deals to be had. And I was just looking at some sites like CNET and IGN and others. The Xbox One X, 1 terabyte with Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order Deluxe, $350. You can get an Xbox One S, 1 terabyte with Jedi Fallen Order, $199. Xbox One X with Gears 5, $350. It goes on and on. There's a lot of them out there. People, you can get Red Dead 2 now for $30. It's coming down. EA, I saw them with a site. In fact, on my PlayStation 4 yesterday, it said Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals. Click here on the store. It was actually a palette popped up in my dashboard as if it was a game I had installed. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll take a look. And it loaded and loaded and loaded and loaded. And then it just said, this isn't working. I thought, is it really just not working, or is it just being bombarded right now? I know that Xbox Game Pass, they'll give you 3 months for $1. That'll save you almost $50. Forza Italia, Forza Horizon 4 Standard, $25. That'll save you $35. Sea of Thieves Anniversary Edition, half off. A lot of these games. Gears 5, half off. You can get it for $30. Ghost Recon Breakpoint, of course, the Tom Clancy game, half off. Just Cause 4, $20 instead of $60. It's always funny when people who thinks that the name of the game is just cause. Why do you name it that? Just cause. Maybe it's a little double entendre going there. It's a just cause. That's right. This is not a frivolous war. It's just cause. A lot of CODMW going around. That's, by the way, what have you been playing this weekend? That's what I have been playing. And it was a double XP 4-day weekend. And I partook. I surely did. And I ramped myself up to level 80. Yes, 80. And now with every weapon unlocked, you can really kind of screw around a little bit. Not every attachment. But the whole thing, no more prestiging, which I never liked. I never understood it. It was just a way to make everybody who was super pimpy screw up their weapons outside of one and start all over again to keep their an even playing field. I understand that, but I never liked it. And then, of course, you would ramp up to a certain rank, and then you would start all over again with a different logo. What I have found so far from playing is you get to 155. That's the level, 155th level. You get a 5-star general. There you are, Omar Bradley, but that's it. You ain't getting no higher, which I think is fine. But with my M4 now unlocking, and that is level 59, I think, my assault rifle, unlocking every optic, I really like the thermal scope where everything was sort of NVG with a heat signature. Now I've got one, the very last one, where everything looks white and there's a ghostly image. And then you've got the red name over the top of an enemy instead of a blue or a teammate, a green name. So screwing around with that as well. Finally got the RPG, which is basically the only thing that can blow up a tank unless the tank is, and they're not even really tanks. They're armored personnel carriers and kind of Bradley-esque, really. But it's funny because I remember coming on this show the day after I got that game, and I thought to myself, you know, I don't know how much of us I'm going to play because I was just so knee-deep in other games, and I started it off, and I thought, geez, there's only two maps for Ground War, and it's fine to play TDM and Kill Confirmed, Hardpoint, all that stuff. I played a little bit of the 2-on-2. And then I did a LAN split screen, top bottom, and that's confusing because you hear footsteps and explosions, and they may or may not be for you. There's no way to distinguish it. But they need some more maps on Ground War. I mean, it's tedious. I like the city with the skyscrapers, and you can jump off, and that's my favorite one. And then two, relatively, as I say, it gets monotonous. There's one that's a quarry where you can fight outside, and there's different buildings, and you can fight in, and who can get on the top floor. And then there's one where you're just playing in a field with a couple of barns. It's getting a little old. They need to spice it up just a little bit, and I hope they do. But I'm telling you, the double XP weekend was so huge because there were levels where I'd rank up. Even yesterday I was playing, I'd rank up two levels. After one game, you know, you get 25 kills in a ground war. You take a couple of flags and defend a few others and, you know, and then maybe get a counter UAV. And you're just popping all these plus 40, plus 80, plus 80, plus 120, plus 80 over and over and over again. And then it says you went up rank 67, rank 68, and now you're rank 69. I'm like, oh, holy hell. I like that. That's all part of the replayability. Right there as well when you have that. Now, I'd be remiss not to talk about some of the Cyber Monday deals for PS4s as well. And I was doing a lot of Xbox stuff there. But Amazon is going to, I mean, Amazon you can't predict because, I mean, you should just check in. PS4 Pro at Walmart is going to come down 100 from 400 to 300. And the PS4 Pro, of course, is if you want to play on your 4K and get everything out of it. Newegg.com, they have 50% off a Samsung QLED 4K. And then there are some others there. You're going to have to look around one way or the other. But the one that really pops off for me is just the fact that Walmart, of all places. I don't live near a Walmart. I think the nearest Walmart is like in Sacramento. We don't really have one in the Bay Area, but I know for the rest of the country, they're pretty ubiquitous. But there's Walmart.com. Walmart.com will have, and they're not throwing me any cash to say this, the PS4 Pro, $299 instead of $399. There are some places that don't understand Black Friday or Cyber Monday. I saw one place that said 5% off today, and I thought this place must be going out of business if that's the best thing you can offer. It's called Lost Leaders, right? You get people in the door for some ridiculously good deal, and then once you get in there, then you can make hay and take advantage of everybody. But this is the popular part of the season, and you know, I really like the fact that the Xbox One and the PS4 are still going strong. We've seen some cycles of video games over the years that you think, well, you get to this stage and the next one's due to come out, and we will see new consoles in 2020. I think we've been pretty much assured of that. But these systems were really good. And you think about going back to the PS4, and I was playing Battlefield 4 on that in 2013. And that's already 6 years ago, almost going on 7 years ago. And you just think about a console like that. It's like, well, I'm sure they've moved on from that. There's no reason to move on from that one just yet. All right, we're talking video games with you. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review, downtown San Francisco on Sports Byline, Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius XM, also SB Nation Radio and SBNationLive.com. Tune in app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Twitch app, all that great stuff. And if you'd like to chime in, it is 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't be shy. Questions, comments, or concerns, newbies, and hardcore gamers, everybody in between. 1-800-878-PLAY. And also in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game and tell you some of the new games that will be coming down the pipeline. Rick Tittle with you back on the show. You might have heard of a game called Star Citizen. Star Citizen is a game that is from the creator of Wing Commander. And this is a game that has been out there for quite some time as far as trying to get a some money from a Kickstarter. That's right. This is the guy, Chris Roberts. It's a PC space sim. And he had a public funding page. And he wanted to get, back in 2012... 7 years ago, almost eight, he wanted to get $33 million. Well, it was just announced this weekend that he has eclipsed $250 million. $250 million. In fact, just in the month of November, $9 million came in. That is the biggest month ever in Star Citizen's history. And this uptick in support, no doubt, surged due to the hype leading to the game's fan event, CitizenCon. Now, CitizenCon brought a lot of big news about Star Citizen, including the announcement of the newest planet. It's called Microtech, a new 20v20 multiplayer mode for Star Citizen's first-person shooter game, which will be called Star Marine. But Star Citizen is going to be free for everyone to play now through December 5th as part of the game's latest Fly Free event, they're calling it. And this event allows players to fly every ship in the game. And by the way, there's more than 100 instead of just a limited selection like people have had in the previous Fly Free campaigns. Now, Star Citizen supporters can spend their cash on things like ships and ship upgrades and subscription packages and weapon skins and things like that. And the game is a single-player campaign, but a persistent shared multiplayer universe. And this will be head-to-head PvP in various stages for backers of this development. Now, being the most successful crowdfunded project of any kind in the history of crowdfunding, as I said, it started its life on Kickstarter back in 2012. Then they went and launched their own website. The game originally, by the way, before he said $33 million, they wanted $500K. And so that means they have now made 500 times the $500K that they were looking for. So, after looking at the video, which you can see on YouTube,
Star Citizen : Anvil Carrick. It's about 3.5 minutes. And this is probably the most anticipated Starship amongst the Star Citizen community right now. It's the kind of trailer that you would expect to see on some sort of theater movie or Netflix show. It is really that good. But it's just a promo for one single spaceship in the game. And it's a fictional advertisement from the in-universe manufacturer, which they call Anvil Aerospace. And so Anvil is the manufacturer of the Carrick. So what, and it's C-A-R-R-A-C-K, what is so exciting about it? Well, this is a military vehicle, long-range explorer, set to improve a lot of flexibility from what we've seen from the ships before. What they want to do, and No Man's Sky tried to do this with Hello Games, was to try to create a real universe, and you never really bumped into anyone else. This one, and you look at it, and you see a guy on a planet walking through on a sunset, and he's got his, you know, space suit on and his glove, and he's like feeling the wheat or whatever that stuff is growing. And then there's a planet with a big fissure, and it looks like there's a sort of some sort of snowstorm. And then you got a guy rappelling down into a canyon and a asteroid belt. It's all over the place. But as I said, we don't know exactly how the Carrick is going to fit into the spaceship meta until it hits the game. And now we are hearing that the game will be full to play and ready in February of 2020. So we're looking at more than 2 months now to do it. The Carrick features a small crew. Maybe even you can fly it solo as well. And players have built the Carrick up to be Star Citizen's version of the Firefly Serenity, which explains why at CitizenCon it went crazy. And this was in Manchester, England. But the Carrick has been in the works for some time. It was promised as one of the goals of the crowdfunding. And it's pretty amazing when you think about how much people have been looking forward to this with that kind of cash backing. And when the Carrick was first announced, it was announced 6 years ago. And this is from the Cloud Imperium Games website, quote, "The Anvil Carrick has been the vanguard of every UEE exploration effort in recent years. Featuring reinforced fuel tanks for long-duration flight, a highly advanced jump drive array, and a dedicated computer core room that allows it to put the maximum processing power into jump charting operations. Originally a military exclusive, the Carrick is now available for civilian use as a Pathfinder spacecraft. Features onboard accommodations to allow for truly self-sufficient flight, including crew medical and repair facilities, a mapping-oriented sensor suite capable of always charting a route home." And it's stuff like that that, like I said, it gets you fired up to play this. And the backlash on Star Citizen is that many people have accused this of being a scam. And how can it be 7-8 years in development with people spending huge amount of money on these virtual spacecrafts that they don't get to play? So Chris Roberts was asked about that, and in the latest issue of Eurogamer, he said, quote, "Some people just like the idea of looking in their hangar, their space garage, and looking at their big collection of ships. There's a sense of pride, the same way if a rich person buys a bunch of sports cars. They can't really drive every one of their Ferraris or Porsches. Jay Leno has a full warehouse of cars, right? Warehouses. In fact, he's got so many cars that he could drive a different car every day of the year and go 3 or 4 years and not drive the exact same car. How useful is that, really? He just likes to collect them. If people collect comics, most people don't read those comics they're collecting. They just have a huge collection." End quote. Well, listen, Star Citizen has done well out of this spaceship fantasy over the years, and it seems like that the company is continuing to whet the appetite. In fact, the Carrick at SitCon, as they called it up there in Manchester, just saw this today. There was an ice sculpture of it. An ice sculpture. I don't know. And it was very well done. It looks like it was very precise, made by lasers. I don't know how much they paid for that. But, of course, that's coming out of the Kickstarter for sure. I always wonder what people end up getting back, what they expect back. You know, you for a certain amount, you get a hat or a bumper sticker or maybe some emails. I do remember speaking of ice cultures when Battlefield 1943 came out on the PC, and this was years and years ago here in San Francisco over at the Club Harlot. They had a giant ice tank, and they would pour booze down the barrel of the tank, and you could drink it. I know it sounds pretty decadent. It sounds like something Nero or Caligula would have ordered up. But anyway, suffice to say, the big news over the weekend, when you think about Star Citizen, maybe you're hearing it about the first time, from checking right now, to be exactly precise, it has raised $251,061,311 so far from those backers. So all you can expect is the greatest game of all time. And as I say, it's going to be free to play, and then you can spend your cash if you want to pimp your crib or your ride or however it goes. All right, when we come back, we will give away a brand new game. We'll also let you know the release dates as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
The blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Men, if you want to pee easier, listen to this. A new Nobel Prize discovery was just proven in a clinical trial to help men pee 241% more, ending multiple trips to the bathroom and the constant urge to go. This breakthrough is finally available in a pill called Prostavive LS, developed by famed men's health expert Dr. Al Sears, and for a limited time, you can get a free bottle. Call 800-769-8155. Patients who've taken Prostavive LS are singing its praises.
Hi, my name is Paul, and I'm 73 years old. I used to get up multiple times a night to go to the bathroom, but after taking Prostavive LS, I now sleep through the night.
Prostavive LS does not require a prescription, and there are no side effects. But this free bottle is not available in stores. Call 800-769-8155 to get your free bottle of this Nobel Prize-winning discovery proven in clinical trials to help men pee 241% more. That's 800-769-8155.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183.
800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
The Video Game Review.
All right, a little Altered Beast there. What is up with y'all? Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, we will do the old cheat code. Send your requests, rick@sportsbyline.com. In fact, send your answers to the same email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. And it's time to give away a brand new game. Now, this game is, say, brand new. It came out at the end of September, but I hadn't a chance to give it away yet. It is Borderlands 3. And it's available on the big boy systems, the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. I have it here for the Xbox One. And my question is, what would be a good name for a sequel? This is what I usually do when these games, these franchises come out, and they have numbers. So Borderlands 3, I'll tell you what, the good answer for Borderlands 2 would be a sequel, would be Borderlands 3. So just tell me, what would be the good name for a sequel? I think Pets 9 or FIFA 1975. Those would be bad answers. But just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. And the second correct answer will get Borderlands, which, of course, developed by Gearbox Software and published by 2K Games. And when this game came out in 2012, I remember we got copies and we gave them away. And you know what's funny, by the way? We used to get a ton of games. In fact, we had so many. I usually would give away two games every show. I had so many. And now they don't send me as many games. They'll send codes, but now they're really, I don't know, they like to hold back their codes. They're not as, it's funny, it used to be more, what's the word, largesse, I would say. And, you know, then the dot-coms crashed. I don't know what it was, but anyway, Borderlands 3, let me know, rick@sportsbyline, what would be a good name for a sequel. And, you know, the humor is there as it always is, you know, going back to 2012, and you'll once again jump into one of those four vault hunters, and, there's, gimmicks that set the play style apart. And you know, Borderlands, the guns are the real stars of the whole game, and there's just this crazy assortment of firearms, and the way you can pimp them out is, it's the second time I've said pimp them out on this show. It's a record. But there's, you know, the gameplay with the sliding and running and the obstacles and the fast flow and the exploration. The combat can seem a little chaotic, but it's actually pretty simple. I think there were some smart changes to the gunplay. And then, of course, the very stylized graphics in this game. And it looks like you're playing a cartoon, but that's what they're going with here. I've never been a huge Borderlands guy, and I have not got my hands on this yet, but I saw that Game Informer gave it an 8. By the way, the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One versions of Borderlands 3 have the two-player local split-screen co-op that is actually not available on the PC. So send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com, and I'll let you know what's new coming out this week as well. But just since the show started, as I said, Cyber Monday has begun in the Eastern Seaboard. And a couple of new deals have popped up. And I'm throwing these out there because the peeps out there, they need to save some cash. Nintendo Switch Lite with a $25 Amazon credit, gift card, I should say, $199. That was lower than it was on Black Friday. Now, these are a few more here from Amazon. 55-inch LG OLED C9 with 12 free months,
of Disney, 1469. A SanDisk 128 gig Ultra Micro SD, $15. Apple AirPods, black, $139. Nintendo Joy-Con neon green, neon yellow, $60. A Xbox One S all digital, $149. That of course means you can't play the shiny discs. And then the Apple MacBook Air, a 128 gig for $699. And you know something's expensive when they're bragging about how it's only $700. But the one to me that really jumps out is getting a Switch Lite for $199. That's a pretty good deal. And then, of course, a lot of these games that will be on Cyber Monday, almost every single Nintendo Switch game is going to be $39.99 or less. And that's Breath of the Wild and Mario Odyssey, Xenoblade Chronicles True, Pokken, Tournament DX, Super Mario Party, Splatoon 2, all of that. And those are going to be DLC. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. There was an interesting article, you might want to read it, from Polygon. And it was written by a guy named Owen S. Good. And this just came out yesterday. And he says that the greatest advancement in this generation of console games is the ability to pause a game. Not save a code or have a battery backup and come back, but to just pause it. Now, obviously, if you're playing online, you can't pause a game. But, you know, if I think about it, yeah, that's pretty cool. It's like when I first heard you can pause live TV, and I thought that it doesn't make any sense. It's like when I first heard boxer brief. Well, that's like a cat dog. Is it a boxer or is it a, is it a brief? So that's for this. I was just thinking, well, what are we going to say about the next one? Because 2020 is next month, and we're going to be absolutely knee-deep in rumors and speculations about the new hardware. And unfortunately, slash fortunately, it's a double-edged sword when you have two giants going up against each other and then throw in Nintendo, which always does its own thing. Remember when you had the PS2 and the Xbox saying, hey, we're going to play DVDs. And in fact, the PS2, we can play Blu-rays. And Blu-ray is supposed to be like, ooh, I can be honest with you, I can't tell a Blu-ray from a DVD. I'm not a hawk or an eagle. But it was like, oh my gosh, the pixelation is insane. It's so much better. Nintendo said, we'll watch and then we'll come out. And they came out with the GameCube. Did the GameCube play DVDs? No, it had little teeny discs. They just do what they want, and they usually dominate it. Outside of the Wii U, I mean, the Wii changed everything. The Wii U didn't really do as well as they wanted, but you can't bat 1,000, right? You can bat 800. That's not too bad. But I think about when you've got Microsoft and Sony going head-to-head, somebody is going to want to get their system out first. But here's the good part about that. You get a lot of people snatching it up, but then the other guy who goes second can learn from your mistakes too and maybe brag about how it has more technology, this or that. I'm not usually too, you know, when someone says, well, my system has this motherboard and this console does it. Whenever I've seen it over the years between the Xbox 360 and the PS3 or what have you, I always figure, look, they're going to play great games. And that was one of the things they said about the Wii. You don't want the Wii because the Wii's not going in 1080p. It's not high def. Well, if you played Metroid Prime, tell me what's not high def about Metroid Prime. I mean, it's absolutely unreal, the graphics in that game. So we play games if they're fun, at least for me. That's what I do. If it's fun, then I'll recommend it. But I'm just wondering what the next feature is going to be. And you think about how VR is involved, and I know at these last few years, it was all this stress about being social and involving your friends and how can you play with your friends. Those are the kind of things that I never cared about because I have no friends. No, it's just I've never played video games like that. If I play online, I don't play in a team. I don't have a microphone. I'm not talking to anyone. It's usually, for me, being especially a job like this where I'm talking for a living and talking to people nonstop, when I play video games, I like just keep them to myself. Everybody has their own way of playing. I'm not trying to knock it one way or the other. But 2020 does shape up to give us something that we've never had before. And the thing that I really like, as I said, is that these systems were not rushed because you could say, well, why are we replacing the PS4? Well, remember going to 4K, as we did with the Xbox One S and the PS4 Pro. Okay, so you're going 4K. We're going to give you a system now that can match up with that. And it's still the same thing. We do hear, and these are placeholder names, they're almost not even worth mentioning, but what Microsoft and Sony have will be backwards compatible, which they used to see as the death knell. I remember almost not getting a PS2 because they said they're not going to be backwards compatible. And I thought, are you telling me I can't play my PS1 games anymore? Or back then, just PlayStation. It was kind of a shocker. But yes, pausing games, that is something that we like very much. All right, let's take a look at the new releases coming out this week. One Finger Death Punch 2, this is on the Switch. Got a little martial arts going on there. Saga, and that's SAGA, or Saga, Lady Saga. Scarlet Grace Ambitions. This is a phone game, Android and iPhone. Also, Switch, PC, and PS4, a RPG that's very ambitious. Earth Knight. This is Switch, PC, PS4, and Macintosh. Laddie. Stardust Odyssey makes its way to the PS4. Also, Arise, A Simple Story, PS4, PC, Xbox One. Halo Reach, PC and Xbox One, for you fans of the Halo series. Terminator Resistance, Xbox One, PC, PS4. Life is Strange 2, Episode 5. Still chugging along. Xbox One, PS4, PC. Skellboy. Not Hellboy, but Skellboy. This is PC, Switch as well. Simulacra, Xbox One, Switch, PS4, where you're going to put your own face into it. Speaking of your own face, Blair Witch on PS4. That's scary. Trover Saves the Universe, Xbox One. Also, Hero Land. This is DLC for PC, Switch, and PS4. Farming Simulator 20. Is it the 20th edition or is it 2020? It doesn't matter, but you can now play it on the Switch. Neverwinter Nights, PS4, Xbox One. Fight and Rage, that's right, Fight, apostrophe, N, Rage, PS4. Phoenix Point is a strategy game on the PC. Everreach Project Eden, PC, Xbox One, it's an RPG. Star Ocean First Departure R, Switch and PS4. Arizona Sunshine, this is an Oculus Quest shooter. I have to check that out. And then a few more here. Raging Loop on the PC. It's an adventure game, as is Mosaic. A very interesting adventure game, the way it is, the artwork there, PC. Darksiders Genesis, PC, and Stadia, coming up with a game. Don't Die Minerva on Xbox One and PC. Big Pharma on the PS4. That sounds exciting. And then Alien Isolation on the Switch. And then two more, Assassin's Creed, The Rebel Collection, which is on the Switch, and Ancestors, The Humankind, PS4 and Xbox One. We'll give away a cheat code on the other side. Come on back.
Hey, Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, and we'll close out the show in our customary fashion with the old cheat code. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have an email. It's actually two questions from Gary. Gary writes in from Sparks, Nevada, rick@sportsbyline.com. Rick, two questions for the DS. How do I get General Grievous's Starfighter, and how do I get the Savato mission in Trauma Center? Well, I like this. I had to dig deep. You're talking about Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. To get General Grievous's Starfighter, you have to defeat General Grievous, and then you get his ship. That one's pretty easy. For Trauma Center, which was called Trauma Center Under the Knife, to get the Savato mission, that is called Episode X7. And so Episode X6 is called the Parakevi mission. And you have to defeat that in challenge mode. So defeat level X7 Parakevi mission in challenge mode, and you can get to, or X6, then you get to X7. The Savato mission in Trauma Center Under the Knife. Keep your emails coming to rick@sportsbyline.com, and I will see you next week on the Video Game Review.